to open their eyes from darkness unto light, from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them that are sanctified by faith. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Father, for answer prayers. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your name. Thank you for your Son. Thank you for who we are today. Thank you because understanding is ours this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Praise God. Welcome back, everybody. Am I the one that is welcome back? Praise God. Those of you that went to WCC, welcome back. Sazama. Hope the trip was nice. And hope the prayer was worth it, obviously. Hallelujah. Brother Steven, welcome back from traveling. How are you doing? Hallelujah. From darkness unto light, from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them that are sanctified by faith. Hallelujah. Just in 30 seconds, just pray for the Muslim communities. Everybody, just pray. Pray for lights. Just pray for lights. Pray for illumination. Kalabadante, give it a stick of Adantes, take it into Koshata, Kota, Folio Zapanti, Zopantis, Togovera, Stagati, Imali, Zokati, Lora, Tikiti, the Moza Palace, Tikiti. Take it, Lomas, Tamaka, Polymos, the past, take it. Just pray for light. Pray for illumination. Hallelujah. That is the Gavana Shanta. In the name of Jesus, we pray for the ministers of the gospel. They are strengthened. They are strengthened in the name of Jesus. Resources in everything, they are strengthened. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The light spreads in the name of Jesus. The light spreads in the name of Jesus. We know how God will do it. He will do it through our prayer. Hallelujah. We don't say we don't know how it will happen. We know how it will happen. Through our prayer, through our preaching, it will happen. Hallelujah. Man and Osta. Patata. Patita. Hallelujah. 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 Ratata. Sabite. Koliste. Gevale. Dedeste. Kapatata. Sovatate. Kolitete. Ritato. Latoto. Zamananasa. We know how it will happen. Pray for the Muslim communities. It will happen through our prayers. It will happen through our prayers. Supplication of the Spirit. Ministers are arising. Even from this place, ministers are arising. Ministers are arising. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Okay. Understanding Genesis. Part 6, right? But what? Welcome back once again. So we have seen that for the word of God to come to pass, there must be a man to put the words in his mouth. Hallelujah. For God's word to become reality, a man must be in the equation. So we looked through Genesis chapter 1, chapter 2, yet to get to chapter 3, and we saw several things that were interesting. Now, I knew that I will not try to generalize in this series. I will only stick with what is expressed. E.g., we knew God spoke several things in Genesis chapter 1 that Adam did not repeat in Genesis chapter 2. Amen? E.g., we saw the creation of the sun, of the moon. We saw the creation of the firmament. We saw the creation of the great whales, of just several entities. But specifically, we saw some that were repeated. Everybody, Genesis chapter 1, verse 11. Be fast. Genesis 1, 11 to 12. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. Verse 12. And the earth brought forth grass, and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was what? It was good. This is serious. If there ought to be a man physically present in this place, the man will not see anything physically. Amen? But God said, and he said, God spoke the word, and he said, what I spoke, I saw it, that it came to pass. E.G., go, quickly go to Romans chapter 4. Romans 4. Verse 17. I would love us to take this one together. Romans 4, 17. Everybody, ensure you are paying attention. Ensure you are writing. I'll try and go through today so you can understand perfectly. Romans 4, 17. One, two, go, everybody. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God who quickened the dead and called what? Those things which be not as though they were. Hallelujah. That means, even though you can't see it, if God has said it, so it is. That means the unbelief of man will not make the word of God of no effect. Are you with me, somebody? Okay, now, go back to Genesis chapter 2. So we saw something like, and God was creating the vegetations. But Genesis chapter 2, verse 9. And out of the ground made the Lord God to what? To grow. Chapter 1 talked about what? Creation. Chapter 2 now talked about, and out of the ground made the Lord God to what? To grow. Hallelujah. Hope you know who that Lord God there is. Do you remember? Who's that Lord God? Do you remember? Amen, amen. God has done his own in chapter 1. Amen, amen. This is not a repetition. It's not a repetition. Now, the one who has dominion, the one whom the real man, the real person in the mind of God, the intention of God, the reason why everything was now made, is now communicating what God has said. So he said, the Lord God caused it to what? To grow. If you don't understand what I just said, you have to get the earlier messages. Every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of what? Life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Praise God. How do you think Adam in this place made it to grow? We are getting there shortly. Go back to Genesis chapter 1. Let's see the account of the animals. Genesis chapter 1, 24 to 25. Genesis 1, 24, 25. And God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping things, and beasts of the earth after his kind. And it was so. Abba. 25. And God made the beasts of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. Seriously? Seriously? Say after me, say God's words are self-confirming. God does not need a man for his word to be true. But there must be a man for the truth to become true in his own experience. So now we saw animals being created in this place. Now go to chapter 2 again. Verse 19. 19. Everybody wants to go? And out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. Hallelujah. So, this is my question. How do you think Adam was able to exercise this dominion? How? God did not create in chapter 1. He was creating again in chapter 2. God created in chapter 1. But the owner of everything that God created was now exercising what's dominion in chapter 2. Are you with me? Now, don't worry, you understand shortly. Say again, say God's word is enough. Ezekiel 33. Sorry, I mean Ezekiel 37. Ezekiel 37, verse 1. And the hand of the Lord God was with me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bones. Verse 2. And caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, they were very dry. In the open valley, lo, they were very dry. Verse 3. And he said unto me, son of man, can these bones live? Smart guy. And I answered, O Lord, thou knowest. Praise God. Okay, verse 4. Again, he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O you dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus said the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. Verse 6, and I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up the flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Lord. Verse 7, so I prophesied as I was. Verse 7 again, everybody. So I, and as I what? As who prophesied? Okay, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. He's not talking about marriage. Verse 8, and when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them, and above. But there was no breath in them. Verse 9 again. Everybody want to go? Then he said unto me, prophesy unto the wind. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus said the Lord God, come from the four wings, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. Verse 10, everybody. So I prophesy as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood up upon their feet. So, great army. Hallelujah. This is my question to you. This army, did they come forth because God said it or because a man said it? Okay, because God said it and what? A man put forth what God has said into action. Amen, amen. Follow me carefully. Okay, so if God said it and no man prophesied it, will it happen? But will it make what God has said a lie? Now, this next question. If God has not said it, and a man said it, will it happen? If God did not say it, and a man said it, will it happen? I go for yes. Let me see your hand. I go for no. Let me see your hand. Hallelujah. Now you just got the interpretation of evil. Evil will be what man has said that God did not say. Sir, it will happen. God has spoken well about my health. The good will be what? I will put the words of God in my mouth. Then I will see it where? In my experience. But for me to speak contrary to God's word, funny enough, I will see what I am saying. Numbers 13. For as you have spoken in my ears, so will I do unto you. Sorry, those things that they were saying in his ears, that no, we are grasshoppers. We look like grasshoppers in their sight. They were giants. The land was swallowing up people. We cannot possess the land. Did God say it? But did they see it? Why? Because they said it. And that was evil. So when God's word says, surely he has borne my grief, he has carried away my sorrows and my pain. If I now hammer and I stood with the fact that no, this cancer is going to kill me, then God will be waiting for you in heaven because it will kill you. So, now, who? Okay, of course, I've taught you this. Who made the body of man? Man, right? Sorry, that is a completion of a series of studies. So we can get the message later. So if man made the body of man, will it be impossible for man to use his own words to repair the body he created? Hallelujah. Don't forget, I told you already that the body that God created, The body that God himself is responsible for is coming. Hallelujah. That one is coming. That's what we call the glorified body. Like that of Jesus. A body that can eat fish. Yes, it can pass through a wall. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, some people say we won't eat in heaven. We say, lie. We are going to eat. Amen, amen. Praise God. Isn't that marriage part that I'm not sure of? Amen, amen. Amen. No, because you just only said it once. That is Matthew 19. We can't really say we get what you're saying there. Don't mind me. Praise God. But we are sure we are going to eat fish. And if there will be fish, there will be other things. Amen.
So, get the point. If man made the body, then healings of this same body should be a small thing for man. Hebrews 13, everybody. Hebrews 13, verse 5. Let me read verse 5. You will echo verse 6 for me. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Verse 6. Everybody want to go? That we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear. That means what God has said, we give you so much boldness and confidence in the positive. Amen? Not in the negative. Now you understand why the occultic world too, they can wage some power. Was Adam born again for him to be able to walk on the body? No. Man is a being of authority. Like man, born again or not, is a being of what? Authority. Angels listen to man, born again or not. That's serious. Man do have a counter. Think about it. Everybody in the Old Testament, they were not born again now. Both Elijah and all of them. Just glorify sinners. Simple. This body is not impossible for us. And we now have the privilege of redemption. That gives us, that is why the Bible now says, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. He went about doing good, healing everyone that is oppressed of the devil. That means, take note of this. You can write this down. That means one major thing sin brought in was ignorance. Man became ignorant of the fact that he can walk on his body. Sin brought serious ignorance. Think about it. Adam lived 930 years. Man, that's from God. That means he saw. If you have somebody here that is 930 years, you don't need goggle, you don't need history. Just sit him down. Sir, in the year 1201. And that means his brain will be functioning well at 900. Not that you ask somebody and they say, I don't remember. That means somebody at 900 will remember what happened 600 years ago in details. That means this brain was better than this before, sorry to say. You can see that our computers are learning compared to what man is capable of. Computers, they learn. Go and ask any neurosurgeon about the nerves that are at work in this body. We bow before man, not before God. Before Adam. You know that microprocessor is learning. Praise God. Say it's not impossible for me to walk on the human body. Say I can heal. Say, I can heal. Say, I will doctor my body.
with my words.
How do you think Adam did everything? That latter part of the creation of animals gave us a clue. He said, whatsoever Adam called them, so they were. That's serious. Say, whatsoever. No, this is what you say. He said, whatsoever Adam. Don't forget, that is not talking about. No, don't forget, we don't have English in that day, in those days, amen. So it's not saying this is lion, this is crocodile. No, that's not the point. That means he was setting the characteristics of all of them. Say, you'll be a flesh eater. Oh, I don't know. There's a time that there's a prophecy in Ezekiel that in Isaiah that a day will come that the lion will start eating grass like no. But he made some that their canine will come out like this. He made this like look at the difference between a leopard and a cheetah. Somebody distinguished that. Do you know what I'm saying? Do you know how similar they look? A leopard, a cheetah. Hallelujah. Just think about it. Oh, hallelujah. And the authority that was lost in Adam was actually restored in Christ. Everybody pray in tongues over your woman body. Everybody just pray in tongues over your body. Over your body right now. Just pray. Just pray in tongues. Please, you don't need more than this to do whatsoever you want with this body. Thank you, Father. Mata Kalasta. Just bless every part of your body. Adam had one weapon, his words. He had said, so we can boldly say. Ezekiel said, I prophesied as I was commanded. Please, this prayer is not an interlude. I plan this prayer. I plan that you will pray over this body right now. Please pray, everybody. Oh, thank you, Father. Katilo Zapileros take a party. Teo Zati. Marketoli Molimo Zimilaris take a pito. Zakata. Lanyo Malakavilo take a prete. Ketilo Zakatilo take a party. Kotolima Ziteos. Shakapali Rosso Pidero Contilimo Zapilera Kateke Poland. Dike Tolibonzan Tikete. In polemo so take a rust take a polema polema katimbalemo so take a polia itatatato malabo satakapatios. Please, I want to pray a bit more. Pray a bit more. Be serious. I'm serious. As you are praying over your body, you are also believing God to heal many more. Come and heal the paleros so kopale bokotile bokasata. Please pray. Thank you, Father. Every organ in my body is blessed. My eyes are blessed. My ears are blessed. Kataliko zovalira seketa makapola kaseketao. Mali makalta malimo lima seketalio satak. Healing is not difficult for me. None of my family members dies of sickness again. I communicate authority. I communicate dominion. For the authority that was lost in Adam, restored in Christ. Malaka palama shata. For surely he burned my grief. He carried away my pain. Took it all away. Come on, take this serious. Your children, they need you to be strong on healing. Your family needs you to be strong on the power of God. Your friends need you to be strong in the supernatural. Somebody pray. Somebody pray. Pray. Just see, add some zeal. Add some zeal. Know that you are doing something. I'm waging something. It will not be said that I die of sickness. I communicate authority. I communicate power. He has said, so we can boldly say, the Lord is my helper. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Come on, pray a bit more. Please communicate some authority. My body is blessed in the name of Jesus. My home is blessed. No sickness comes my way. Eternal life flows inside of me. Eternal life flows inside of me. Every day, everywhere. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I want it to sink into you that your body is yours to enjoy. That your body is yours to enjoy. Come on, pray some more. We have heard of diseases that they call incurable. But in our camp, we don't call anything incurable. For with God. When we see friends with HIV, we take it off from them, for with God. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. We are strong in this in the divine assembly. We take off sickness like play, like dog. Patakato la kata zete. Ho ho ho. Pakando zatata. Riseto kaleste. Come on, just 2 more minutes. Acknowledge every good thing that is yours in Christ. Guess what? The disciples, they were not yet born again. They healed the sick. They did. Jesus told them, they were not yet born again then. He said, heal the sick. Cleanse the lepers. Cast out demons. Philip, you receive. Philip, give. If it's about the body of man, man has authority. About this body, we have authority. Thank you, sakata patata tata ta. Crasta. Crasti kepite kepira. Malabata. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Come on, pray for somebody, hold somebody, for just for 2 more minutes, just hold somebody. We are praying, the gift of healing is ours. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Pray for someone. Pray for someone. Oh, hallelujah. We are strong. We are specialists of human body. The body is ours. Sakapala katala bosata. Sakapa kata pati. Sate ke pole makete malemala se ke patatas. Latio makitio kenta. Please, one more minute. Bless somebody. Thank you, Lord. Malamala malamala zemala karasa ke pala masopala. Sakapala makete maketa. And there shall be no people among us. We strengthen ourselves. We are born again. We are born of the Spirit. We are ordained for this.
We are ordained for this.
Please hold someone else. Someone else. I'm that person. Kala balabos.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Kala bala 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 moso bala bakatele bala moze. Shaka pala kateo kete de makenta malaos. Mi mama nana mana 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 mana. We will not give any sick friend a post-dated check again. Right there, we heal them. For our words communicate power. Our words are powerful. Our words carry eternal life. Our words carry health. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Katalora sakatalora kasteke pala makatalia. Mala 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 mozo pala makate. Mala 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 mo. Male ose palura katado. Make so ke pile te to dade. Impreke to le mala makasege pole adadade. Shaka pole makaro katale ose dade. Imale okota ke to le mo se dade. Improjekita mala 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 gededo. Imole mole mala 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 mo zodade. Mante ke to le mala 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 mo zodado. Ipo se ke to le mala 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 mala. Ipo le mo zobiri se ke te mala 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 mo zodala nado. Kata le mala 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 mala. Mase ke to le mala ke to le mola mo. Importante que todo te do da do da. Okay, lastly, oh, somebody else again. One more person, one more person. One more person. Kali Ras, take a poly man. Shake a poly man, 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 man. We are blessing our body, yeah. We will not give in to sickness and to diseases. We use our authority, we communicate health. Oh, mala makati lo makero se de 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 de. Malike tole male male mo se de 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 de. Rasa kabala mala 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 da da. Imprete kele o se kete o kete o le ma. Imala mala 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 no. We are agents of healing everywhere. Katala o sa kete o kete o la bala mo tenda do. Impreche que do la que vo la que ta ti lo kale o se vo de 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 de. Impo pa ka tole raste que vo la kate o badao. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Mala 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 mos. These are men with the gift of healings. These are men in all the streets, taking all sicknesses, taking all diseases, not sparing the devil, not sparing the works of darkness. How God anointed men in this place with the Holy Ghost and with power, we go forth. Doing good, healing everyone that is oppressed of the devil, for God is always with us. God has said, so we will say. God has said, so we will say. God has spoken good about our body, so we do the same. A man that has dominion, not a man that is dominated with sickness. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Our boldness, our confidence is this. We are blessing our body, yeah. We are blessed, we are blessed, we are blessed, we are blessed. We are blessed, we are blessed, we are blessed. We are blessed, we are blessed, we are blessed. Shake it, bala 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 bala. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Oh, that is nice. That is so nice. Yeah, try and have your seat. Thank you. It was not medicine and surgery that happened in Genesis chapter 2. Even if you call it medicine and surgery, it was by words. It was by words. Saw the creation of the woman by words. God has said, male and female. The man put it into action. Say, I refuse to allow any of my friends die of sickness. Say, I will not fail my family. Say, they may not be as strong as I am,
but I will not fail them. Hallelujah. Get more concerned about this. That's just the point. Now you know it. Take it serious. You get home. You just speak words of healing. Not just for you. Don't speak it. I keep saying it. You just say it so much. Until the next time you see a cripple, your next default is, I will lay hands today. You pick words of healing. I am a doctor of the body. I doctor with my words. Say, I doctor with my words. Say, I repair. I renovate with my words. Say, I bring forth new organs by my words. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, and in this, Jesus is glorified. That's the point. Why? He has said it. So you saying what he has said gives him glory. But speaking contrary to his words, that is evil. It gives him glory. No death glorified God. Not one. Not one. Even in persecution, he will still have love for his people to be saved. Hallelujah. That is why it was almost like all the apostles, at least the one that are recorded, all of them, it was like they all decided to die when they died. Do you know? There was a time they stoned Paul. I didn't think they thought he was dead. No, I think he actually died. He came back. Why? He has not written 2 Timothy then. Chapter 4. Hallelujah. He has not said, I'm ready. He came back. See, anyway, I don't know of you. But if I am not going to spend 9:30 on this earth, let me spend my 100, my 80, strong, rejoicing the Holy Ghost. Let me spend it in good health. I've seen millionaires that sickness wreck to nothing. The money you ought to take to ShopRite, I'll be carrying to doctors. I'll be buying chemicals every week. When we can simply just lock yourself a day in your room. Today, I'm just speaking words of healing from morning till evening. You keep saying it, you get tired, you sleep, you wake up, you continue. Just like today, this is my phone, switch off. Me and healings. Just like most of the time, like I have one default. Anyone that tells me on Facebook and chats me all that, I have one addiction, I'm struggling with this, struggling with that. I don't have two solutions. In fact, now it's almost like copy and paste. I'll just go and copy from the last person, paste it there. I'll say, lock yourself somewhere every day. Pick Romans chapter 6. Read this like 10 times every day and pray in tongues. Simple. None of them comes back. It's always a joker. Hallelujah. I just go and pick. Just go. Keep saying it. Sin shall not have dominion over my body. It always breaks. But don't forget, very important. You have to take it serious. That is the point where a lot of us fail. You have to take it serious. The same way, somebody who is studying maybe one business admin for 4 years in school. But engineering will say, I'm spending 5 years. But medicine and surgery will now say, I'm spending how long? 7 years. Same way, everybody, you will focus on it. That is the difference between you and the other guy that is not getting results. It's focus. Simple concentration. You just remain dogged with it. It is either this or nothing. At least, see,
Of course, the word always work, but you just do your best. So that you will be able to say, even I get, if this is not work, if I get before God, I will have mouth. Eh? Ah, Moshe tell me. I did my own. At least, if in fact, and hallelujah to us, there is actually no, there is no probability actually. But Christ say, if you stick with the word, you will come back with a testimony. Hallelujah. Praise God. So everything is just, it's so simple. Your friends, for their sake, you may be healthy now. Yes, thank God. Of course, I pastor a great church. We are healthy. But for the sake of your friends, for the sake of that your younger sister that may not be as strong as you in a day, for the sake of somebody that you love so much that you will not want her to die in labor, you get used to authority now. Hallelujah. Maybe we are going to look at it again next week. But I discovered something about Abraham. God told him, you will be a father of many nations. It will be this, it will be that. Later in Genesis 15:6, he believed God, it was counted for righteousness. Yet we didn't see Isaac. Chapter 17, God told him, I'm the Lord God, walk before me without perfect. He was still complaining about Agai. We didn't see Isaac. Then something happened in chapter 18. Somebody took his wife. Is it Abimelech or Pharaoh? One of them. He took his wife. And the Bible says, because he took this man's wife, God shot. You understand what I mean by God shot? God shot the wombs of everybody in Abimelech's house. And the man has now discovered that it was because of this man's wife I took her. And the Bible says, you better go and tell him right now. I did it in the sincerity of my heart. Yeah. Go and tell him so he can pray for you. And Bible said he prayed. See how it's written. Go to Genesis 18. No, I still have more than an hour to teach you. And I've not started my real sermon. Trust me. Genesis 18, are you there? No, it's not 18, it should be 19. Should be 19 last verse. Is it 20? Okay, 20, 21. Okay.
Okay. Chapter 20, verse what? Let me read from verse 16. And unto Sarah he said, Behold, I have given thee thy brother 1,000 pieces of silver. That's Abraham got ratio. Amen. Due to wife Pharaoh. Behold, he is to thee a covering of the eyes, and unto all that are with thee, and with all others, thus she was reproved. 17, everybody. So, Abraham what? Prayed unto God. And God healed Abimelech and his wife. And his what? And they. 18. So for the Lord has what? Fast closed off all the wombs of the house of Abimelech. Because of. Chapter 21, verse 1. Everybody want to go? And the Lord visited Sarah as he has said. And the Lord did unto Sarah. Why the connection? Why so close? Can we say that what Abraham did to those people now gave him enough boldness to do something for to Sarah? He has believed all this while. But there is a boldness. That's why at times, see, if you are sick, don't allow that to stop you from healing others. Please. I know when I share that thing on Facebook sometime, a while ago, somebody said, me, I've never been sick. I'm always ill. I said, well, God, say, sorry. Yes, it's good. Thank God for your life. But life is not fair. Some of us, every week there must be injection. When I was 12, 13, 14, all those, by the time that I was scared of my genotype, I said I was SS. I said, no point. As in, all my birthday must be in Biogen Hospital, Akure. Oh, Tola, you need the place, have So some people are naturally born with, I don't know, their own type of gene. Fine. God bless them. And we are happy for them. Some of us, we are not that lucky. But whether you are lucky or not, we all have access to authority. Say I will say, because God has said. Okay. Let's continue. Now pick your Bibles. Yeah, I will try and speed up. Psalm 115. Please don't forget what I just said. Everything. Oh, did very dear. By the time we have a venue, I can sit you down for a whole 6 months teaching you about healings every day until we all partake of it. Psalm 115 verse 16. Let me read verse 15. You read 16 for me. You are blessed of God, which made heaven and where? 16, want to go? The heavens, even the heavens are the Lord's, but the earth hath he given to the children. Again, let me read 15. You read 16 for me. You are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. 16, even the heavens are the Lord's, but the earth. Okay, now, when he said the heavens are the Lord's, okay? Say, but the earth, has he given to the what? Children of men. So this is the next question. So what is he doing with the heavens? Now, we now got a clue in Psalm 24.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Psalm 24. Don't forget, when you are speaking about illness, ensure you mean it. And ensure you don't give up. Psalm 24, verse 1 to 4. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Verse 3, want to go, everybody? Stop. He said, who shall ascend, right, unto the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? Okay. So what is the hill of the Lord there? Huh? What should it mean? Think now. Heavens. Right? Are you with me? I'm just taking it slowly. See verse 4. Say, he that hath what? Clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul unto, nor sworn. Now, even figuratively, we saw heaven as the location that the devil tried to ascend to. Go to Isaiah 14. You have seen this before. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou called down to the ground, which did weaken the nations? Okay, so we saw it like, don't forget, we have seen all this before, Lucifer and everything. No, that one is just all descriptive, not particular. Now, in redemption, we saw heaven as a place that was cleansed for man. Are you with me, everybody? No, I want to show you something. Don't forget, he said the heavens are the Lord's. The earth he gave to the children of men. What is he doing with the heavens? That's the question I want to answer. So, we also saw heaven as a location. Hebrews chapter 9, everybody. Hebrews 9. Don't forget, try and open every scripture. Every scripture. Profitable for you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hebrews 9. That's verse 20, what? 23, right? Hebrews 9, 23. Hebrews 9, 23. Want to go, everybody? It was therefore necessary that the pattern of things were
in the heavens should be purified with this, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than this. Okay.
So we saw heaven as a place that was cleansed / prepared for man. Amen. So upon redemption, heaven too was cleansed. Don't forget, there are times that in the Bible that heavens will just mean just air. But see something. Deuteronomy 32.
Some people will say, "Well, is dethrone your enemy." No. We don't dethrone enemy. Hallelujah. We exalt them. In Christianity, we don't dethrone men. We exalt men. Love your enemies. Do good to them that hate you. And if you are talking about devil and the rest, ensure you specify. Praise God. And that one is already under, thank you. So they're already under your feet. You are not dethroning them. They are dethroned. God has said, you say, they are dethroned. Not that I'm dethroning. When are you going to finish dethroning? That's the question. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 40. Read it slowly. Everybody, one, two, go. Again. For I lift up my hand to heaven and say, I live forever. Oh, wow. Okay. See the two connections there. I lift up my hands to where? To heaven. And I say what? I live forever. Put that at the back of your mind. Sorry, in the front. Is it back or front? Revelation chapter 12. Revelation 12. Verse 12. The book of Revelation, was it written to men or to celestial beings? To men, right? Okay, good. Written to men, for men. Revelation chapter 12, verse 12. I'm waiting for you. Rejoice, are you there? Okay, good guy. Revelation 12, verse 12. One to go, everybody. Therefore, rejoice you heavens, and you that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down to you, having a great wrath, knowing in no short time. Okay, he said, rejoice, you what? Heavens. And you that dwell where? In them. He said, but woe to the inhabitants of the earth. Okay, that means from here, you can see that some people are dwelling where? In heaven, right? Now say, but woe to the inhabitants of the earth. Can that word refer to believers? Are believers still on earth? But where are they? So what do they do? They what? Rejoice. Why can they rejoice? They're nervous. So if you see them in Kubwa, does it matter? Okay, stay with me. Don't lose this. Keep going. So, in the context of Genesis chapter 1, chapter 2, and chapter 3, what will heaven mean? Because we have seen heaven as a location. We have also seen heaven as a state. Amen? Follow me carefully. So, in the light of Genesis 1:27, what is there? Go back to Genesis. Genesis 1:27. So, God created who? Man. Where? In whose image? In whose image? His own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female
created he them.
What was the sin of Satan? He will ascend into where?
Heavens, right?
So, that ascending into heavens that, in quotes, looks like a devil wanted to do, who is it meant for?
Man.
So, man eating of the tree of life can also be symbolized as what? Man what? Ascending into. So, what can you otherwise call for man to be in the image of God?
To be where? In heaven.
So, that means we can see heaven in two places. As a location and also as a state. Do we have a physical location called heaven?
Yes.
I will explain now. Are you comprehending? Okay. Ephesians 2.
The man in the image of God will not ascend into heaven. He is there.
Ephesians 2, from verse 4. Let's take this in tandem. I will take verse 4. You will take verse 5 for me. But God, who is rich in mercy, everybody, eyes on your Bible. For his great love, wherein he loved us, even when we are dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace, you are saved. Verse 6, want to go? Yes. And hath raised us up together and made us sit in heaven. Can you see that place is italicized? Huh? So, and you have heavenly. We have that adjective stuff because they put places. So, if you look, check the Greek, it was just in heaven. Heaven. He made us sit where? In heaven in Christ Jesus. Verse 7, that in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness to Christ Jesus. Verse 8, want to go, everybody? For by grace, through faith, not of yourself, it is a gift. Philippians chapter 3. So, heaven is both a location and a state. Philippians 3, 20. Want to go? For our conversation. And that translation, our what? Which translation is that? NKJV says what? Our what? Citizenship is where?
In heaven.
If we say you are a citizen of America, let's deal with this intelligently. If you say you are a citizen of America, is it impossible or is it possible that you have not been to America before? If you say yes, you explain. If you say no, you explain. Yes.
If you're a citizen,
yes.
If you're a citizen of a place.
Yes.
As in like your parents.
No, leave by bed. Don't say anything. Okay. If I said you are a citizen of America.
It's possible that you might not have gone there before.
Good. Yes. Any no? How? You have to give me something. Somebody give me something. So I can.
Somewhere else, but you're from America.
I'm not talking about your parents. How are you there? Are you forgetting all our Mickey Way? Yeah, something you should have used. Eh? When did Levite pay tithe to Melchizedek? So, is it possible for you to be called a citizen of a place and you have not been there before?
Yes.
Huh?
Is he saying yes? He's not your parent. No. Okay. Hold on. Whether your parent or not, where were you before? In your parents, right? I mean, although your parents were there, you are there with them. I know some of you are confused the yes and the no now, right now. Like, okay, this is what I'm saying. For you to be called a citizen of a place, not honorary citizen, the one that they give footballers, no. For you to be called a citizen of a place, you must have been there. Elder in person, or by birth, or by parentage. And parentage does not mean, now we are talking in biblical sense now, parentage does not mean that your father is there, so I was there. No, you are there in your father. So you are in heaven where? In Christ. So in biblical sense, you can't be called a citizen of heaven if you have not been there. You have been there. You are there in Christ. Colossians 3. Colossians 3. If you then be risen with Christ, that's verse 1, seek those things which are above, where Christ seated on the right hand of God. Verse 2, set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. Verse 3, want to go, everybody? For you are dead, and your life is hid where? Verse 4, I love this one. Yes? When Christ, who is? Shall appear. So, hallelujah. So where is our life? Christ. Christ in heaven, we are in heaven. Seated with him.
No more separation. Risen forever.
So now, I want to now do a kind of dichotomy right now. I see I have all day. All the years that the locusts have stolen. Stop back. You think I was praying? Think I was ready to end that way? Hey. Should I start opening for you? Don't scare you. Okay, don't worry. Just soon. So I want to do a dichotomy between heaven as a location and heaven as a state. So I said you cannot be in the location if you are not in the state. Say that again. You cannot be in the location if you have not been in the state. That is why the Old Testament saints had to wait for the resurrection of Jesus before they can enter heaven. Now, go to Luke 16. Luke 16.
I
will skip the earlier verse from verse 23. And in hell, rich man and Lazarus, right? Luke 16, verse 23. And in hell, he lift up his eyes, being in torment, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. 25. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime received thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. Abraham is not yet sound in doctrine. Don't mind him. Verse, so he didn't know why they are there. Sorry, I'm coming. Verse 26. He spoke very well later. You see what I'm saying? And Okay. If you read verse 25 alone, you will say the rich man is in heaven because he has received his good thing. That means is either you enjoy on earth or you what suffer on. So you pick one now. Suffer now so you can enjoy later. Don't chamber me. Don't mind the prophet ought to be here, but I didn't plan the program very well. Okay, 26. And beside all this, but you now explain very perfectly later. Beside all this, there is a what? Great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. 27. And he said, I pray thee, Father, that thou should send him to my father's house. Some people are using this to preach that if you're a servant or not, you'll be a servant in them. Now they are still trying to send Lazarus on an errand. Amen. 28. For I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. 29. Abraham saith unto him, they have Moses and the prophets. Lest them hear them. 30. And he said, no, Father Abraham. But if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto him, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. Ladies and gentlemen, why was the rich man in hell? Because, don't just come from that test. Look at the test. Listening to Moses and the prophets. Simple. Because that will be the reason that we also bring his brothers to come and join him. Not their wealth. Not lack of restitution. Amen? So, that will mean, write this down, that will mean the words of Moses and the prophet will also contain faith. That will mean faith did not start when Christ rose from the dead. That will mean Jesus uttered faith not when he was born, or in the spirit of the scriptures. Not for this sermon anyway. Now, there are some things you will see in this passage. Number one, both the rich man and Abraham, they can see one another. Amen? That will also mean that both the rich man and Abraham, they can hear one another. Abi? So how do you think where Abraham was is heaven? That means when we are in heaven, it'd be terrible. You know, you are in heaven like this and you are seeing the other, or maybe on the other fence, maybe the fence has barbed wire. You are seeing your, God forbid, your mother. So that means once they were, and they will be saying, and you are here, and they are there, and you are seeing them. So you think you are in heaven? You are not too. Praise God. And also, we saw that what simply separated them was a gulf. But guess what? The rich man could not see that gulf. It was Abraham that saw the gulf. That is why he could say, Lazarus, come, right? I won't major on that now. Well, that's not where I'm going. So, is it clear that Abraham's bosom could never have been heaven? That place could never have been heaven. Whether it's a part of hell that they put air condition, ayatamokul, and you know that the thing will not work very well, it will be tripping, it will be offing, honey and offing, amen? They will have to repair it, it will go for maintenance, power failure, it will be NEPA, I'm sure that it's there. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, where is Abraham's bosom? The place of the dead. Where is the place of the dead? Where is the rich man too? So what do you think separated them? Hallelujah. Praise God. So, At least that was clear from that story. That, of course, what brought the separation was individual response to the gospel. You can see that for the rich man, going to hell does not mean that his brothers will automatically go there. There is no lineage for hell. Same way there is no lineage for heaven. The lineage for heaven is in Christ. The lineage for hell is out of Christ. Whether you are now in Adam or Eve. No feminists, they are in Eve. Others are in Adam. Sarah. Amen, amen. No mind me for me mentioning that at all. Okay. So, sadly, Abraham, although he had believed the gospel, he still had to go to a location that is either hell or close to hell. Amen? Praise God. Okay, I wrote something that I will have to skip there for a later study. Now, Matthew 27. Don't worry, I will conclude in like 20 minutes time. Matthew 27. Verse 50. Please, everybody, ensure today you pray for at least an hour. At least an hour, everybody. And when you are done praying, send me either text, WhatsApp, or Instagram, or Facebook, or to go. Anyone that works, just send me done, sir. 1 hour. And if you have some words after that, send it to me. Today. Today means before 12 o'clock, everybody. Your prayer point should be on what we discussed earlier. Focus on healings. Why are you frowning? I will send you to WCC. They are not finished. Amen, amen. I received that when I was praying. Skip, but the Holy Ghost that will not spare you brought it back. Matthew 27. So, verse 50. Let me read 50. You read from verse 52 for me. Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. 51. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. And the earth did quake, and the rocks rent. 52, want to go? And the graves were open, and many bodies of the saints, which slept what? Arose. Ooh. 53, and came out of the grave after his resurrection, and went into the holy city, and appeared. Hallelujah. Matthew gave us this documentation to give us a picture of when everybody finally entered heaven. It could only have been after resurrection. Why? Although they believed a gospel, but they believed a pre-resurrection message. The pre-resurrection message was not enough to cause them to ascend into heaven. So when they died, they had to remain down there until redemption was accomplished and now they could arise. In fact, to make matters not too palatable for them, although they are in heaven right now, but they are not even in heaven with their body. Hebrews chapter 12. Oh, I'm still explaining Genesis. Hebrews 12. Ensure you are opening your Bible. Ensure you are writing. Don't get tired. Hebrews 12, verse 23. To the general assembly, the church of the firstborn, which are written where? Are you not there? To the general assembly, the church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven. And to God, the judge of all. And to the what? Spirits of just men made what? Perfect. So the resurrection made their body what? Perfect. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13. But I will not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not even as others which have no hope. 14. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so also, which slept in Jesus, will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord
shall not prevent them that are asleep. 16. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, not Donald Trump, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. 17. And we shall remain. Be with the Lord. Amen. I don't want to take you through 1 Corinthians chapter 15 right now. So even the people that are justified right now in heaven, they are yet without the glorified body. That means, in case Christ comes when we are seeing that, amen, our glorification will be their glorification. Praise God. So that means, although right now, no, we have seen some people that although they were justified, but they had to remain in hell. They cannot ascend. But after Christ rose from the dead, they could ascend to heaven, and they had their spirit, perfect everything. But we have some people here right now on earth that not only have they ascended into heaven, even their mortal body right now is already called the temple of God. Temple of the Holy Ghost. In fact, their own mortal body right now can do stuff like disappearing, like Philip Airline. Hallelujah. Praise God. Okay. So, and Revelation 12:12 said, rejoice you what? Heavens. And the people that dwell in them. So who are the inhabitants of heavens? The new creation. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians. Don't worry, just follow. Chapter 4. Are you with me? From verse 16, we are going to read it into chapter 5. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yes, the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light afflictions, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of 18. Why we look not at things which are seen, but at things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are what? Temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Verse 1, for we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we will have a building of God. We are going to have, that was there? Futuristic or present? We have a building of God. An house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan earnestly, desiring to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven. Verse 3, if so be that being clothed, we shall not be found. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, for not that we won't be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of what? Verse 5. Want to go, everybody? Now, he that has wrought us for the self-same thing is God, who also has given us the what? Earnest. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, pray for me. I'm back closing. So, our message. You can write this down. Our message is heavenly. We set our affection on things above. We carry heaven even right now. In fact, don't look too far. When I'm saying we carry heaven, I'm saying we carry the Spirit. We carry the Holy Ghost. Share the gospel.
We heal the sick. We rejoice in the spirit. We bring heaven down here on earth. We are not going to ascend into heaven. We are there. We are there. We will ascend because we have ascended. Hallelujah. Do you remember where I started from? He has said, so we say. So our reality right now is that the man in Christ is seated in heaven. So guess what? Heaven is not God's house. You are God's house. Both heaven and earth was for man. But man was able to dominate earth. He could not dominate heaven because of sin. In fact, the sin was that he refused to dominate heaven. So man in God's image, that will be the man in heaven. God does not have angels that are clapping for him, singing for him to be making him hyper in heaven. No. It was for you. It was for man. It was for man. There is nothing he's doing with it. And the same way we communicate authority, Adam was able to communicate authority on things on earth. It will take man to believe the gospel for him to dominate heaven. So guess what? When you emphasize your righteousness by faith, you are dominating heaven. Because that is the stuff that Adam could not enjoy. When you are truly acknowledging every good thing in Christ, in you, that is you dominating heaven. When you are performing Mark 16, you are sick. Signs shall follow them that believe. Guess what? When you speak in tongues, they call it which language? Heavenly. That means we already have heavenly vocabulary. Hallelujah. Heaven has tabernacled in you. He said in John 14, say, he that loved me, my Father will love him also. And we come and make our what? Abode with him. Woo! I love the way that place sounds in the Greek. It sounds like God will pack his load and come and leave him. So heaven is here right now. We share heaven right now. When we get a man filled with the Holy Ghost, that is we sharing heaven. Things in heaven, we are sharing it. Don't see heaven as a place that is mystical. Is one of the things in Christ. Simple. And you are in Christ. Ooh. And Christ is in you. So guys, it's time for men to see heaven in you. Everything Christ has done, when you put it in your mouth, that is heaven. Pastor Chris sang a song. I love it so much. We're going to sing it again today. Hallelujah. Say, I carry heaven. Say, I share heaven. Hallelujah. Let the world see.
Jesus in your arms. Show them love. You can't deny. Let the world see
heaven.
Heaven in your heart. Heaven in your heart. Let the world see Jesus in your heart. Show them love. They can't deny. Let the world see Jesus in your life. Jesus in your life.
As that's the tone, everybody. That's the one. Kala mana 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 mana. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, for He has anointed me to preach what? Good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. 3. To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them what? Beauty for ashes. Woo! The oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of the plantings of the Lord. They may be glorified, and they shall build the old places, and they shall raise up the former desolations, and shall repair the waste cities, desolations. Be ready to share what you have got. See, man is meant to go to the physical location called heaven. Go, come back, go, come back at will. That is why he told that woman in John 20. He said, don't worry, don't hold me yet. I have not ascended to heaven. I am coming back. Let me go. I'm coming. He went, he came back. So heaven is not for God, it's for you. And right now, the state called heaven is you have the fullness. Because we have these, those are the things we share. Beautiful ashes. Have you seen a man that is just doomed for death? And because the guy just saw you that fateful evening, saw your smile, heard the words from your mouth, and such a man that is appointed for death, you just change it. Do you know, as we preach the gospel, we change the destinies of people. Do you know? We change people's destiny. People that ought to be going like this. Ladies that ought to die in prostitution. People that ought to become highway robbers. Preach the gospel. We thwart their destiny for good. We act them for good. From a state called dead to life. From hell to heaven. We are destiny changers. So I challenge you today, this week and beyond. Ask some more. Ask them. Change their destiny. Change their direction.
Let the world see Jesus in your eyes. Show them love. They can't deny. Let the world see Jesus. Jesus in your life.
Say, I will let the world
see heaven in my eyes. I will show love that they can't deny. I will let the world see heaven in my eyes.
Heaven in my life.
Let's pray in tongues, everybody.
As we hear the sea, we share heavens. As we raise the dead, we share heavens. As we restore joy to the downcasted, we share heavens, we share heavens, we share heavens. Oh, my dear,
sing in tongues.
Simple, rustic, poly, telecota, thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Praise God. So I challenge you, don't insulate your friends from this life you have. I love it. I love what Stapis told me when she got to NYC. And she picked her whole room. And she challenged all of them with the gospel of God's grace. Let them see it. See, men are in darkness. Ignorance is deadly. It kills. It kills. There is no better destiny changing process than the gospel. It will just change everything. So even some of you here, by now you have your own aspirations. You have what you think you would have been master of once you met the gospel. And everything just changed. Say thank you for the gospel. Say thank you, Jesus. Say thank you, Father, for the gospel of your Son. Say, I am diligent. I share it with much more conviction. Hallelujah. Praise God. How are you today? Good afternoon.